Today is an evangelistic meeting. We pray that your gospel may be proclaimed to all the corner of the world.
要将你的福音传到地极，直到世界的末了。
Well, because that's the mission that you told us.
主愿意你的圣灵从头到尾与我们同在。
We pray for your presence of Holy Spirit.
无论讲者听者都同受你的赐福。
The speaker and the listener were all blessed by your Spirit.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天是特别性的聚会，是传福音的聚会。
Today we have a special meeting will be evangelistic property.
所以我想这个福音性的聚会，最主要就是要把这个福音是什么东西，要告诉那些还没有相信福音、还没有信主的朋友和同学们。
Well, the main point of evangelistic meeting will be tell the non-believers what is gospel.
我想提出一个问题，请大家一起思想一下。
I'm here. Would like to raise up a question. Maybe you can think about it.
是不是我们每个人都需要一个信仰？
Do all of us need a religious belief?
我想今天，不管在座有没有思想过这个问题的，都可以去想一想。
No matter whether you thought of this before, you can think it now.
当我们想到这个现在二十世纪快要步入二十一世纪，科学文明这么发达的时候。
It's such a scientific age. A lot of things become more scientific.
特别是很多人都说他不信神，他是不相信有神的这个今天。
A lot of people doesn't believe the existence of God.
好像在谈信仰似乎有点过时。
Seems it's out of date to talk about the religion.
可是我们知道，信仰这个东西并不因为时代的改变而有所改变。
We know that the religious would not be changing with the time.
所以我们就想到一个问题，这个问题就是真理的问题。
We think about one problem, that's one aspect about the truth.
有人说这个真理是随着时代而改变的。
Somebody said that the truth will be biased because of the time.
因为他相信真理是相对的。
Because somebody believed that the truth is relative.
I'd like to sing a hymn for you. 我先要唱一首诗歌，神的大爱， The Love of God.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. Child, he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forever endure the saint angel's song. 岁月消逝，荣华衰败，天地飞去，世无边坑，人若拒绝神的爱，那日唯有求主三言，神的爱不会修改，何其无法测量，相让 神所献救赎恩典，圣徒天使同唱，哦，神之爱何等丰富，伟大无限无量，永远坚定，永远不变，天使圣徒颂扬，天上诸天当为之张，地下万境当为彼感，世上海洋当为默水，全球人人个个闻识，何尽之力描写神爱，海洋默水未干，安全水长如天连天，人难表达惆怅，哦，神之爱何等丰富，伟大无限无量，永远坚定，永远不变，天使圣徒颂扬。
请我们先读一处圣经。
Let's turn to one part of the Bible.
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
我们先读半节圣经。
Let's just read half a verse. Genesis is the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 4.
我们要读的圣经是第四章最后一节的下一半。
Genesis chapter 4, the last verse, the latter half.
那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord.
我们一同来读这半节圣经。
Let's read it together.
那时候人才求告耶和华的名。这是一节非常特别的圣经。
This is a very special verse in the Bible.
在圣经里面它有非常特别的地位。
A special place of importance in the Bible.
因为这是整本圣经里面第一次提到人求告神的名。
Because this is the first time that the Bible mentions about man calling upon the name of God.
在圣经里面刚开始的时候，神造人的时候。
In the very beginning when God created man.
人不需要来求告神的名。
Man did not have to call upon the name of the Lord.
因为神和人有交通。
Because man and God had communication.
亚当和夏娃他们之间认识神。
When Adam and Eve they had the recognition of God.
但弟兄姊妹们，人人都知道神亚当和夏娃犯罪的故事。
But we all know about Adam and Eve and their commission of sin.
当人从神的面前离开之后，世人不认识神。
When man was left away from God and they did not know God.
但是他们心中有一个特别的需要来寻求神。
But they had a special need to find God.
这个需要经过多少年来一直被埋没在他们的心里。
This need to find God had been suppressed within them.
直到有一天他们实在心中不能再忍耐。
But one day they really could not stand it anymore.
他们就开始来求告神的名。
And they began to call upon the name of the Lord.
亲爱的朋友们，这个求告说出人里面所有需要。
This calling is a calling about and telling us about the needs of man.
说明它里面的不满足。
Telling us about our dissatisfaction within us.
说明它里面痛苦。
Telling us about our misery within us.
说明它里面的失望。
And our disappointments within us.
说明它里面的沮丧。
And talking about our discouragements.
说明我们人离开神之后，那个无可避免永远死亡的痛苦。
And telling us about what we anticipate because we are left away from God, that we will have eternal death.
为了我们更多明白这一个人以诺是那是求告神的原因。
And we'd like to know about why this person, Enosh, began, and this man, whose name was Enosh, and how men became to call upon the name of the Lord.
我们要把第四章当中一部分来读一读。
And then we have to read part of chapter 4.
我们从十六节读起，读到二十六节。
From verse 16 to verse 26.
若是弟兄姊妹有圣经，或者借给你的朋友们一同来读。
Let's read it together, or please lend it to your neighbor.
于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边挪得之地。
Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden.
该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕，生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按着他儿子的名，将那城叫做以诺。
And Cain had relations with his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Enoch. And he built a city and called the name of the city Enoch after the name of his son.
以诺生以拿，以拿生米户亚利，米户亚利生马土撒利，马土撒利生拉麦。
Now to Enoch was born Erad, and Erad became the father of Mehujael, and Mehujael became the father of Methuselah, and Methuselah became the father of Lamech.
拉麦娶了两个妻，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫喜拉。
And Lamech took to himself two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the other Zillah.
亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷、牧养牲畜之人的祖师。
And Ada gave birth to Jabal, and he was the father of all those who dwell in tents and have livestock.
亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe.
希拉又生了土巴该隐，他是打造各样铜铁利器的。土巴该隐的妹子是拉玛。
As for Zillah, she also gave birth to Tubal Cain, the forger of all implements of bronze and iron, and the sister of Tubal Cain was Naamah.
拉麦对他两个妻子说：“亚大、希拉，听我的声音。”拉麦的妻子细听我的话语。壮年人伤我，我把他杀了。少年人损我，我把他害了。
And Lamech said to his wives Ada and Zillah, "Listen to my voice, you wives of Lamech. Give heed to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me and a boy for striking me."
若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。
If Cain is avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold.
亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，起名叫赛特。意思说，神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。
And Adam had relations with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth, for she said, "God has appointed me another offspring in place of Abel, for Cain killed him."
赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以诺士。那时候人才求告耶和华的名。
And to Seth, to him also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord.
这一段圣经里面所记载的
This part of the Bible it records
在读圣经的人称作该隐的文化
It talks about the culture of Cain
因为这个文化是从该隐和他子孙发展出来的
Because this is descended from Cain
该隐他被神从他面前赶出之后
When Cain was driven away from the presence of God
他就离开伊甸园住在挪得东边之地
He left the Garden of Eden and he stayed in a place called Nod.
这个地方他就开始了他的发展和他的文化。
And so he began to develop this culture there.
这里圣经里面所记载他所记载那几代的人物。
And he talks about that particular generation and the people involved there.
他说到他们的生活和他们的工作。
Talked about their living and their kind of life.
并且他们每一个名字都有它特别的意义。
And every name has a special meaning.
虽然我们知道后来当洪水密集的时候，该隐的文化都被消灭了。
We know, of course, later when the great flood came upon the earth, and then this culture of Cain was completely destroyed.
但是该隐的文化说出一种文化的特质。
And, but there is a special characteristic of this culture of Cain.
这个特质是什么
？And what is this characteristic?
就是离开神、远离神、没有神的文化。
And this is a culture that has departed from God. It has no God.
第二个，虽然该隐的文化是已经被消灭的文化
，Even though this particular culture has now been destroyed.
但这个文化和我们今天有相当大的关系。
But there's a particular relationship of that culture with us.
因为我们知道，若是当时的世代，神能够消灭这个文化。
Because as we know that God at that time could destroy that culture.
若是当时的文化，它的发展朝着毁灭的路上去。
And even though that culture was well developed, it went on the road to destruction.
而这个文化发展他们的凶暴，发展他们的淫乱。
And they developed into their violence and into their licentiousness.
那么我们就知道这个今天的文化。
And so we know that today's culture.
若是同样往这个方向发展。
If we continue to develop in this way.
神的命定已经叫它灭亡。
and God would have destined that it would be destroyed.
该隐的文化就说明我们今天的文化。
And when Cain's culture describes our particular culture today,
我们看连智利几件发展的时候特别的事情。
And we can see special characteristics in this.
当该隐他一代一代生孩子生到最后拉麦的时候,
And after generations of people that were born and then they came to Lamech,
拉麦这个非常凶暴的人。
And Lamech was a very violent person.
亲爱的朋友们, 你们知不知道拉麦的名字什么意思呢?
You know what his name means?
拉麦的名字两个意思, 一个是说他是强壮,
And two particular meanings, one that he is strong.
第二个意思说他是个野人。
And secondly, that he is a wild man.
所以亲爱的朋友们, 你们就看见圣经里面这里描写, 这个叫做拉麦的人, 他的特点是什么?
And so when we see in the Bible, it describes about this person Lamech.
可能他是非常强壮,
Maybe he is a very strong person.
但是他的性情非常凶暴,
and, But he is a very violent person.
他没有人能够约束他,
and nobody can restrain him.
他的性情, 人叫他做野人,
and his character, people call him as a wild person.
亲爱的朋友们, 这里说他有两个妻子,
and it says here that he has two wives.
一个叫做亚大,
and one called Ada.
一个叫做喜拉,
and one called Zila.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 当该隐离开神的时候, 他离开了神的面,
and when Cain left God and he left the presence of God,
这里就说了他离开了神的面之后, 他就觉得非常的恐怕, 恐惧,
and when he left the face of God and he was very fearful,
因为他失掉了神给他的保护,
because he lost with the protection that God would have given to him.
不要忘记一件事情, 就是该隐曾经在伊甸园里面生活过,
do not forget that Cain had once lived in the Garden of Eden.
当他和亚当夏娃在一起在伊甸里生活的时候,
when he was living with Adam and Eve in the garden,
他知道神是他的保护,
he knew that God was his protector.
虽然神说会他的同在,
and God said that he would not always be with man. But Cain and Abel were people that God had known.
神的手常常在他们身上, 神的爱常常眷顾他们,
God's hand was always upon them, God's love was always with them.
一直到有一天, 该隐起来把亚伯杀了,
but one day Cain got up and he killed Abel.
神就说, 你杀了你兄弟的血, 你杀了你的兄弟亚伯,
and God said, you have killed your brother Abel.
所以地就不再为你效力,
and that this land will no longer produce for you.
他说, 你一定要流浪飘荡在地上,
and you will wander in upon the earth.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们这些人, 因为生来没有遇见过神,
because the people were born and never know God.
所以没有那个比较的, 从来没有办法比较,
We have no comparison on this basis. But then when we become a Christian, then we have some comparison. When we know that God is our protector, then we know that it's much better than we protecting ourselves. But Cain is a converse. First he knew God's protection. And then God said, you have to depart from the Garden of Eden. You will no longer be under the protection of God.
该隐就说,
and then Cain said that, but all those people who see me, they will kill me.
弟兄姊妹们,
and this was not the thing which made him the most troubled.
他说你给我的刑罚太重, 你赶住我使我离开这个地,
but he said that this punishment that you've given me to me is too great because I will never be able to see your face again.
弟兄姊妹们, 亲爱的朋友们, 该隐心中发现一个大的问题, 他从今以后不能遇见神。
Because Cain realized that was a great problem, that he will not be able to see God anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这一个恐惧在他身上还证明他是一个认识神的人。
And so the fear that is in his heart reflects the fact that he really was a person who did know God.
今天何等可惜我们生活在这个时代里面,人类的文化发展一直朝无神的方向而去。
It is a sad fact of life that now our culture is pointed towards a certain direction.
而这一个无神的文化, 人在其中, 根本不知道惧怕神。
And in this particular culture of not knowing God, we don't even fear God. We don't even know the fact that we are left away from God and what how fearful it really is.
弟兄姊妹们,
and Cain then began to support himself by his own.
他开始成家立业,
he began to work and struggle and have children. And then he built a city and he called it by the name of his son Enoch.
弟兄姊妹们,这一个情形说明了该隐,他所有的工作都是靠着自己的。
And so we see here that all his efforts were by himself.
亲爱的朋友们, 我们常常觉得在我们所遇见的生活环境在今天的时代里面,
and a lot of times, brothers and sisters, today in our lives now,
这一个情形已经太普通了。
And this is a very prevalent kind of a characteristic.
差不多每一个人都说我靠着自己的力量。
And nearly everybody will say everything that I do is by my own efforts.
无论他是聪明或者愚拙，无论他是有能力或者没有知识。
And no matter if he's wise or not, whether he's powerful or not.
他们总觉得我们要靠着自己的力量来过生活。
Everyone thinks that we can do everything by our own efforts.
他们说我们要靠自己的力量来得到我们耕种所出来的。
I'd like to use my own strength to obtain that which I have already grown.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然人在生活上面能够这样做。
Indeed, even though we're able to live a life like this,
但是这一个现象已经说明人是离开了神的保护。
But this characteristic has already shown us that we're really away from the protection of God.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们极度发展自己的时候，
as we begin to develop and grow on by our own,
我们天然生命里面被罪所玷污的性情就发展无疑。
And this life of ours has been contaminated by sin will be
越来越发展，
and will develop it of its own.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个发展从该隐一直到他的子孙就发展出来。
And so this particular development is a development out of something which is similar to Cain.
所以你看到了拉曼的时代，他已经非常狂傲。
And when we see what happened in the lives of Lamech and how it developed to that stage,
并且他以自己的凶暴为夸口。
He would even boast of his own wildness and his violence.
不仅这样，另外他两个妻子也说出他们那个时代的情形。
And his two wives also reflect the condition of that particular generation.
他的一个妻子叫做亚大。
One of his wives' name was Ada.
亚大的名字什么意思？
And what does it mean?
亚大的名字就是装饰、化妆。
And Ada's name, the meaning is ornamental.
什么叫装饰？
And what does that mean?
我们人和人中间所有一切的虚伪。
And all the fakery of the condition of man.
我们都需要用一些东西来贴在自己脸上。
We need to have something in order to put on our faces.
有些时候是好看的颜色。
And sometimes it's a pretty color.
有些时候是一个面具。
And sometimes it is a mask.
有些时候任何东西能够放到脸上，叫人不能认识我们的。
And so there's something there we should put on so that people will not really see us.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，我们在这个世界上面发现一件事，严重的事。
And so we see something which is very serious.
就是人和人中间没有一个坦然的关系。
And that man and the relations between man and man, there's not a frankness, an openness.
我们看见人的时候，都是看见人的外貌。
We can only see the exterior appearance.
我们连我们自己和人交往的时候，都是把外貌给人家看见。
And when we communicate with other people, we only communicate with our exterior.
我们里面的光景，不仅我们自己不愿意知道，我们也不愿意别人知道。
Our own inner condition, we don't want ourselves to know, we don't want other people to know.
你知道不知道，有些女孩子她们喜欢化妆。
You know that many girls would like to have ornaments on their face.
Yeah, 有一点点化妆是好看。
And maybe a little bit of makeup is very nice.
但你知不知道，越化妆，你的脸上越需要化妆。
But the more we put makeup on, the more the face needs makeup.
到了有一天你没有化妆，你就不能见人。
And so up to one point and one day, if you don't have any makeup, you cannot see people at all.
所以你自己就一个两个脸。
And so then you really have two faces.
所有的脸向着外人的是自己都不认识的。
There's a face towards other people that you yourself don't even know.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是讲化妆术哈。
I'm not talking about this makeup material.
我们人里面生命和心灵就是这样。
Because in our innermost being and our outer being, it's like that.
教育成为我们的化妆。
Our education becomes our cosmetic.
钱财变成我们的化妆。
Our wealth becomes our cosmetic.
房屋变成我们的化妆。
Our houses become our cosmetic.
汽车变成我们的化妆。
Our cars become that.
儿女变成我们的化妆。
Our children become that.
所以弟兄姊妹们，人跟人中间没有坦然的关系。
And the relations between man and man are not frank at all.
人不再在和人基本的价值里面相遇。
And man, in the basic value of man, we cannot communicate with each other.
何等难在这个世界里面要找一个好的朋友。
It's very difficult then to find a true friend.
我们从小学时候，小时候有很多朋友是非常好的朋友。
When we in primary school, we have a lot of good friends.
那个时候化妆品还不太多。
Because there's not so much cosmetic or makeup.
但是慢慢的过了五年，小学五年六年，小学同学变初中同学了。
And then after 5 or 6 years, we go into middle school.
再过几年变成高中了。
And then we go to high school.
再过几年到大学了。
And then go to college.
等到大学一出来。
And then after coming out from college.
哦，每个人脸上都已经厚厚的面粉涂了一大堆。
And everyone has a very heavy makeup on their faces.
再也不认识我们自己了。
We really don't know ourselves anymore.
而且我们也不盼望自己被人认识。
We don't want other people to see us too.
我们叫做 prestige.
We want prestige. Well, all these things in order to be our makeup for us.
亲爱的朋友们，这一个情景说明我们需要保护，我们离开了神的同在，我们害怕，我们不明白。
Because now we've separated ourselves from God, and so we're fearful. We need protection.
没有神的人，他永远没有平安。
Those people without God, they will never have peace.
因为没有平安，他觉得害怕。
Because they have not peace, and therefore they will be fearful.
因为害怕，所以他需要化妆。
And because they're fearful, then they need to be made up.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是这样情形呢？
And is it our condition today?
那一个另外的妻子叫什么名字？
And the name of the other wife?
另外的妻子叫做喜拉。
Isn't her name was Zila?
喜拉是什么意思？
And what was the meaning of that?
喜拉就更加直接了当说保护。
And then the name indicates a protection.
一面是化妆，一面是保护。
And one aspect it is the makeup, on the other hand it is the protection.
你知道中文翻的保护两个字都是被动的，好像人家要攻击我。
And the protection in the Chinese seems to indicate a passive sense. Somebody is going to attack us, and so we have to defend ourselves.
但是亲爱的朋友们，每一件保护的利器都变成攻击的利器。
But then every protective device now becomes an aggressive device.
所以你看这里希拉的儿子叫做图巴盖伊。
And so we see that His child, his name is called Tubal Cain.
Tubal Cain 是干什么的？他是打造各样铜铁利器的。
Because Tubal Cain, he was a forger of all implements of bronze and iron.
也许刚开始他是为了保护自己。
Maybe in the beginning it was for protection.
但是后来人类的发展变成国要攻打国，民要攻打民。
But in the development of mankind, we see that every person, every people is fighting against another people, a nation against nation.
我们从前说我们要找一个保护。
In the past, we talked about having some defense or some protection.
A man's home is his castle.
And that's the expression that's made.
亲爱的朋友们，我们以我们家为保护，但事实上在这里一点都没有平安。
And even then, although we consider all these protective devices, and yet we still do not have any peace.
我们看这里拉麦的几个儿子生下来什么名字？一个叫土巴盖伊，我们刚才已经看过了。
And so he has several children. One's name is Tubal Cain.
另外一个儿子叫做亚巴。
And then the other name of the son was called Jubal.
亚巴什么意思？
Jubal.
这里就讲他是住帐篷、牧养牲畜之人的祖师。
He was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock.
亚巴这个意思就是流动性。
And this is a wanderer type of person.
第二个儿子他的名字叫做尤巴。
And the other child's name, his name was Jubal.
尤巴的意思是音乐。
And he was the father of music.
他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
Father of all those who play the lyre and the pipe.
昨天晚上当我在读到这些圣经时，我心里想，嘿，真是不错，我们这是流动人口。
And so as I was reading this, I realized that we are all migrant people too.
我们这几天又去走了很多的地方。
These few days we've gone many, many places.
从加州一直到东岸，又是东岸往回走。
From California to the East Coast and now back.
弟兄姊妹们，现在的人的一个最大的情形就是流动。
And the great characteristic of the people today is mobility.
而他说这个流动是什么？住帐篷，牧养牲畜。
We are mobile, we are living as if we're in tents.
我们在地上没有一件事情能够叫我们满足，一直留在那里的。
There's nothing in this world that really is giving us satisfaction and that we can stay here.
在 IBM 做了三年了。
We've worked at the IBM for 3 years.
哎呀，做腻了，该换工作了。
And we're tired of it and feel that we should change our jobs.
IBM 是好大的公司，到处美国各地你可以找你要去的地方。
It's a big company and so there are many, many places in America that I could go to.
他们说加州是人口流动最大的地方。
They say that in California is the greatest migrant population.
所以那里房子特别贵。
And so the places there, their prices for housing is the most expensive.
每个人平均在那住不过一年。
And most people on the average don't live for more than a year.
亲爱的朋友们，在这里地上本来就没有我们长存的家业。
And on this life, on this earth, indeed, we do not have any permanence at all.
但是另外一面，我们心中一直发现一件事情，我们想要安定下来。
And yet in our hearts, we always have a desire to be able to find a place of permanence.
你知道，离开神的人永远没有安息。
But those of us who are away from God, there will never be any peace.
这一个就是流动的意思。
And this is the meaning of mobility.
离开神的人永远得不到安息。
Mobility means that we'll never have any peace.
主耶稣的话何等好，他说，烦劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
And Jesus said a word which is very good. All those people who are heavy laden, they can come to me.
到我这里来，你们就享安息。
And you can come to me, and I will give you rest.
你们学我的样式，负我的轭，就必叫你们享受这个安息。
You will look out, you will follow after me, and you will bear my yoke, and you will have this rest.
但是这一个亚巴所说的情形就是说，我是一直没有安息，一直寻找安息的人。
And Jabal was a person who never found rest. He was always wandering.
另外一面，这个另外儿子叫尤巴。
And another child's name was Jubal.
Jubal 的意思是音乐。
And the name was music. He knew all kinds of music. Why do we need music? Because we don't have any happiness within us. People away from God, there is no peace. No happiness. As we look for happiness, we find that we can't find it. And then Jubal, he designed all kinds of musical instruments. Not just one kind of musical instrument because it can't satisfy him. And many kinds of instruments were devised and still cannot be satisfied. Because brothers and sisters, as we depart from God, then we will never have any happiness. When I was saved, I began to realize that Jesus Christ is my happiness. And when I found the Lord and I had joy in my heart, I found that the music itself wasn't that which gave me
happiness.
But the meaning within the particular songs that I sang, those were the ones who gave me true joy.
一面这里亚巴说到他的生活，尤巴说到他的文化，说到他的文艺，一面土巴该隐说到他的军事。
And on the other hand, we see here Jabal, who talked about the fact that he was a wanderer, his lifestyle, and Jubal, who talked about his culture, and Zila and Tubal Cain, which talks about his military might.
所以弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，这一个该隐的文化，我们再看看和今天一不一样。
And so when we see the comparison between the culture then and now, there doesn't seem to be any distinction. There doesn't seem to be any difference at all. No matter if we are living in tents and having livestock, all our meats are from the supermarket, or maybe you may buy half a steer, or maybe a whole pig. And you don't have to raise them yourself. But you're wandering on this earth, you're trying to find something which wants to support your life. And no matter if you're an engineer or in agriculture, you still have to work in this particular way. But we know that all these things will pass away. Because the Bible tells us that everything will pass away like a sigh. And I met a friend recently in Lexington, a friend that I had not seen for many, many years. We talked about the emptiness of vanity of life. More than 10 years ago when he was married, we had helped him somewhat. And so they came to see us. Then after the service, he came up and he talked to me. He said, what you said was really very true. He said, I'm already 40 years old now. I've already passed through many things in my life. I have very good work in my school here. But I always find out one thing. I really don't have any true concept of the value of my life. Every day I work like this. I send my children off to school. When I go back home and then I watch TV. I watch and read the newspapers. And I take my dinner and then I take my bath. And then I go to sleep. And the next morning I get up and I go to work again. Every week I do the same thing. And then on Saturdays I go then and mow the lawn. Sunday he doesn't go to church services. And so this whole week has gone by without any value at all, and then the next week begins right over again. And when we're studying, we say, oh, one day when I finish my school, it'll be so great. When I get my doctorate, it'll be great. And then when he gets a doctorate, he says, do I have a job to find that I can find? And then when I find a job, he says, should I get married now? And then he found a very, very pretty wife. And then 2 years later, he finds that she's just like that. Because there are too many children, so the wife has no longer any time for makeup anymore. And so a man's life is just like a grindstone.
等到你推完我没有力气了，孩子长大都结婚了，你也差不多了。
After you finish the grinding, and then you find out that our children are all grown up, and you're about finished anyway.
弟兄姊妹，这个朋友他就跟我讲，他说我实在开始觉得我没有意义，我生活没有意义。
And so this friend told me that I begin to realize how meaningless this all is.
因为亲爱的朋友们，神早就在创世纪第四章就告诉我们。当我们离开神的时候，我们没有安息。
Because early in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, God has already told us that when we are departing from God, then we will not have any peace.
有些人他们高明一点。
And so there are people who are a little bit brighter.
他们除了生活之外
，apart from their ordinary lives,
他们有一点消闲的活动。
They have some enjoyment and entertainment.
所以有些人他会弹琴。
And they may be able to play the piano.
推销。
Maybe able to play the flute.
这就是他们是尤巴的子孙。
And these are. These are the children of Zhubao.
Ah, 那天我经过纽约，看见了 Lincoln Center.
And so I went to Lincoln Center in New York recently.
真是非常大。
And really, it's a very great place.
我记得十几年前那个时候，我刚刚到纽约的时候，那个 Radio City 还在。
And years ago, when I went to New York City, the Radio City was still there.
可是我没有去看过哈。
I hadn't seen it at that time.
过了几年说没有了。
And then years later, I found that it was gone.
亲爱的朋友们，虽然这是一件外面的事情。
And so all these things of the exterior.
但是这一切都不是我们长存的快乐。
But these don't give us any permanent joy.
我在小时候有各式各样的喜好。
When I was young, I had many all kinds of things that I liked.
我喜欢打球。
I like to play games and sports.
我喜欢打牌。
I like to play cards.
我也喜欢打人。
I like to beat people up.
亲爱的朋友们，这一切都不是我们真正的喜乐。
And these things did not give me any true happiness.
你知道，我从小我妈妈就知道一件事情，哎呀，她又有新花样了。
And so my mother would always say, oh, he has a new trick now.
弟兄姊妹们，真的，每过三个月一定有新花样。
And so indeed, after every few months, there's a new trick.
所以慢慢就抽烟。
And then afterwards, I began to learn to smoke.
不能喝酒，因为喝酒脸上会红。
I couldn't drink very well because I got red in the face very easily.
但抽烟没有人晓得。
But a smoker, nobody can know.
抽烟多了也晓得哈。
Even if you smoke a lot, of course, people will know too.
亲爱的朋友们，每一件人想得出来花样。
If everything that everybody could think of, I could seek for this kind of happiness.
但是亲爱的朋友们，这一些快乐都不能让你永远满足。
But brothers and sisters, this kind of happiness will not give you permanent joy.
有好多朋友们从台湾来。
And many friends that come from Taiwan.
在我那个时候，下午偷偷跳舞是非常时髦的事情。
At that time, to go dancing secretly was really something which was very popular.
啊，有时候我家里请了一大帮客人，男男女女都有。
And so sometimes we would invite lots and lots of people to our place.
高三毕业了，可以跳舞。
And so we're finished in the senior third year of senior school, high school, and we could begin to dance.
但是弟兄姊妹，当人去楼空的时候，真的觉得寂寞的不得了。
But then when everything was passed, then everything was so empty.
哎呀，看东西丢了一地，乱七八糟的。
And looking at the ground, everything was all scattered all over.
我想想，这是划得来划不来。
And then I began to think, was is this all worth it?
亲爱的朋友们，每一件事情，你去寻找快乐。这个快乐都不是你所得的永远的快乐。
Everything that you seek for, every happiness that you seek for, is really not a permanent joy.
直到有一天我信了。
But one day when I received the Lord.
好，我妈妈说，哎，他又找到一个新的花样。
And so my mother said, oh, now he's found a new trick again.
他说过了三个月他就不会信耶稣了。
After 3 months he won't believe in the Lord again.
没有什么好信的，又不快乐了。
And then he won't be happy anymore.
但亲爱的朋友们，感谢主，到现在过了十几年了。
But thank the Lord, now more than 10 years now.
我的喜乐天天加增。
My joy increases every day.
这一个喜乐在主耶稣基督里面。
And this joy is in the Lord Jesus himself.
在他里面有平安。
Because in him there is peace.
他是我们的喜乐。
Because he is our peace.
保罗说我说了。
It's our joy.
再要告诉你们你们要喜乐。
Because Paul says that you should be joyful.
因为我们在耶稣基督里面。
Because we are in Jesus Christ.
他是我们的喜乐。
Because he is our joy.
我们来亲近他，我们在他的面前祷告、交通。
As we come close to him, as we are intimate with him, and we have communication and prayer with him.
主的同在，主的爱，那样容易充满我们的心。
God's presence, God's love is right there with us, in our hearts.
所以我们不需要别的喜乐。
So we don't need any other joy.
我家里有唱机。
I have a record player at home.
可是我很少听。
But I don't listen to it so often.
我有段时间，我父亲住在我家里。
And one period of time, my father was living with us.
哎呀，他就说你这唱机太老也不好啊。
And he said to me, "Oh, this player is antique."
他就另外买一个唱机。
And so he said, "Okay, you should buy a new one."
Stereo set.
A stereo one.
还有 cassette.
And cassettes.
他就天天听音乐。
So every day he listened to the music.
哎呀，这回我麻烦了。
And so this gave me some trouble.
因为我听不惯了。
Because I wasn't used to listening to this anymore.
那些唱起来的歌，我没有法子忍受啊。
And so I really couldn't stand it anymore.
哎呀，他在楼上，我在楼下。
And so he was upstairs and I was downstairs.
有时候他晚上睡不着觉。
And sometimes at night he could not sleep.
他就开唱片来。
And then he would turn on the record player.
我在底下睡得好好的。
I was sleeping well downstairs.
哦，忽然一阵声音把我吵醒了。
And so the music woke me up.
原来他没有喜乐。
Because he did not have any joy.
亲爱的朋友们。
And brothers and sisters, and friends.
若是我们没有主耶稣。
If we don't have the Lord Jesus.
没有一样事情叫你真正喜乐。
There's nothing that will give us a true joy and happiness.
你若能真正的在心里面告诉我说哪一件是喜乐。
If you can really tell me from your heart that the one thing has given you joy.
也许我没办法强迫你信耶稣啊。
Maybe I can't force you to believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是我要恭喜你。
But I can congratulate you.
因为你找到一件永远的事情。
Because you found something eternal and of eternal value.
亲爱的朋友们，人间没有永远的喜乐。
Because there's nothing in this life that has an eternal joy.
亚巴既然他是离开神的人，他就没有喜乐。
Shabal went away from God and he had no joy.
那一天我们经过联合国大厦前面。
One day we would pass through the United Nations, near the United Nations.
你们知不知道联合国人信耶稣的？相不相信他们信神呢
？Do you think that the people in the United Nations believe in God?
以赛亚书第三章。
In Isaiah, chapter.
第二章，对不起。
Isaiah chapter 2.
他说：“他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国。”他们也不再学习但是
Chapter 2, verse 4.
In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4, it says, yeah, they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they learn war.
你们有没有在联合国大厦里面找到这句话？
Have you seen this particular inscription in the United Nations Plaza?
那里有一个雕像。
There's an inscription there.
现代艺术。
And it's a modern art.
那里好像是一个犁头，好像一把镰刀。
It looks as if it is a sword.
又像一个犁头。
And it talks and looks like a
plowshare. 而它底下就用以赛亚书二章四节的话。
And it writes down there the inscription from the book of Isaiah.
亲爱的朋友们，他们读圣经不太仔细。
But brothers and sisters, they have not read the Bible very carefully.
因为这里神说他们镰头，他们的刀枪要打成犁头镰刀，不是联合国做的。
But the way it talks about here, they will hammer their swords into plowshares. It's not talking about the United Nations.
神要吸引万民来流归他的自己。
Because God will attract all the nations to him.
只有当万国都归向神的时候，没有征战了。
When all the nations come before him, then there will be no war anymore.
而弟兄姊妹们，这里联合国他们以为他们能做一件事情。
United Nations thinks that they can do something.
他们就觉得他们要做这件事情。
Because they think that they can do this particular event.
弟兄姊妹，知不知道圣经里另外有一句话？所以我说他们读圣经不太仔细。
And there's another verse in the Bible because they really haven't read the Bible.
先知说，镰刀要打成枪。
Because it says here, the spears will be made into pruning hooks.
No, the other way.
I'm sorry.
镰刀要打成刀枪，犁头要打成刀。
Sorry.
Just reverse.
所以讲，这是 United Nations。
不是，圣经里面讲的。
Oh, the Bible, I'm sorry. The Bible says in another place, the plowshares will be turned into swords and pruning hooks into spears. The converse.
圣经里就说到，若是人离开神的话，在末后必有刀剑争战的事情。
Because when man goes away from God at the end, then there will be a great warfare.
弟兄姊妹们，只有神做我们的君王之后，不再需要刀枪，不再需要矛戈，因为神做了我们的保护。
When God is our Lord and Master, then there will be no need for all these military hardware.
他要秉公义来执掌王权。
Because he will rule with justice.
但是今天弟兄姊妹们，当我们离开神的时候，就所有的犁头都要打成刀枪，所有的矛戈，所有的这个镰刀都要打成矛戈。
And let me find a verse for you.
Okay. Hang on a minute, it's okay.But when we leave God, then we have to turn our pruning hooks into spears and our plowshares into swords.
Right.
弟兄姊妹们，这里亲爱的朋友们，说到人类文化那个极度发展的结果。
And we see here how in man's development of his culture, what is the end result?
我们在结论说该隐的文化是无神的文化。
And we see here in the conclusion is that in Cain's culture, it is a culture without God.
我们在这个时代里面真需要警醒小心。
And we should be very, very careful in this day and age now.
尤其我们已经认识神的人，更加要在我们里面有这个分辨的力量。
And as we are children of God, then particularly we should have the discernment.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要回头说到赛特和以诺士，他们是蒙福的人。
We know that in the time of Seth and Enosh, they were a time when they were blessed.
他们在那个时代里面，他们是蒙神保守的人。
Because at that time they were protected by God.
虽然在这样混乱动荡的时代里面。
Even though they were living in a very turbulent age,
他们就蒙神的怜悯，看见我们里面需要神的事实。
Because of the grace of God, they could see that they needed God.
其实亚伯和该隐，或者赛特和该隐，从同一个祖先来的。
Indeed, actually, Seth or Cain, they really came from the same ancestor.
亚伯的名字是什么意思？
And what is the name of Abel, and what does that mean?
亚伯的名字是虚空。
Abel's name actually means emptiness.
他的意思就是虚空。
Emptiness.And so when Adam called his son, he would always call his name Emptiness. Emptiness. Because Adam knew that because of commission of sin, then he had to go away from God. Actually, the name of Abel and Cain are in contrast. Cain's name was? Cain's name was obtaining. He's obtained. And so when they had their first child, they must have made a mistake. Maybe they thought that so when God had promised that from the seed of woman, there will be a savior that will be coming. And maybe Eve had some misconception. Maybe Adam was even more confused. So we have this child now. We've obtained. We have him. What have we got? Maybe they thought that they had God's salvation.And after a while, then they realized that it was less and less possible. Maybe Cain was always very violent. And maybe he always bullied Abel. And otherwise, how come finally Cain killed Abel? And so Cain and Abel, their names were in contrast to one another. And what did Cain want to have? What did he want to obtain? He wanted to have his doctorate.
他要做 manager.
He wanted to be manager.
他要做 vice president.
To be vice president.
弟兄姊妹们，他所得的一切，等到后来亚伯生下来，亚当就明白了。
And so when Abel was born, then Adam realized.
他说虚空。
It's all empty.
一切都是虚空。
Everything is emptiness.
你无论得到什么，都是虚空。
Whatever you obtain, it is still empty.
你以为得到了，就是你的虚空。
Even though you think you have obtained it, it is still empty.
所以弟兄姊妹们，从亚伯被打死以后。亚当就再生了一个儿子，叫做赛特。
And so when Abel was killed, and then Adam had another child.
赛特的名字就是新苗，新的苗。
And so he called his name Seth, which means a new shoot.
而这一个新苗真的是人类新的拯救和希望。
And so indeed, this is the basis of salvation for mankind.
因为赛特是一个敬畏神的人。
Because Seth was a person who revered God.
弟兄姊妹们，赛特是一个特别的事情，因为在他之前。在他生下来的时候
Seth was very special because before he was born
他们家里有死亡的事情
because they already had death in their family
亚伯被打死了
Abel was already killed
所以弟兄姊妹们罪的工价就是死在赛特来讲是没有怀疑的事实
because the wages of death are wages of sin are death and Seth had no reason to dispute that
等到赛特生了儿子的时候
and when Seth has his own child
他生了一个儿子叫以诺士
he called his name Enosh
你们知道 Enosh 是什么意思、
And、what do you think the name of Enosh means?
Enosh 就是要死的。
Enosh means that he will die.
要死的。
Will die.
必死的。
He will die.
这个要死的不是骂人的话啊。
This is not something to scold someone.
因为他实在认识一件事情，我们的生命从他的哥哥虚空那里所引进的不过是死亡。
Because he knew from his brother's name emptiness what it means that we will certainly die.
他是一个新苗，但是他知道。他每次叫他儿子的时候，他就想到他自己的结局。
Because he was a new shoot, but yet every time when he called his son, he knew that he was mortal.
没有人叫自己儿子要死的啊。
There's no one who can call his son that name.
赛特他对于人生的结局有太痛苦，并且太深刻的认识。
Because he has such a marked knowledge of what it meant to be a man, and that he would die.
必死的。
that he would die. A lot of people think, it seems they act as if they think they won't die. In John Wesley's autobiography, he said, he said he went to Georgia in order to preach the gospel to the people there. And then he spoke to the Indians there, the Red Indians. And then there was someone, an old person who came to him. Maybe he was a leader, I don't really know.
And
he began to tell them about the gospel. I asked him if he believed in God. Asked him about other things. And this old man, one day he talked to John Wesley. He says, the whites seem very bright. But indeed, they're actually not very smart. They seem to be smart in that they can build houses and plant and have good results. They have large farms and large houses. But they're not smart in another aspect. Because they think that they're going to live here forever. Because they and us, the red people, we're all going to die. And John Wesley, he didn't know how to reply to him. And he said, if you read the Bible, you will have wisdom. Indeed, John Wesley knows that the knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom. Even though this old man, he didn't know God, but he knew one thing, that man was mortal. And if we are on life as and this earth as we build and we grow and everything will be mounted up. But then one day, then our life, our breath is gone. We will die. We will die. Enosh.
弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，该隐的文化发展到极度了。
Brothers and sisters, friends, indeed the culture of Cain has developed to an extreme degree. It seems that Seth and Enosh have not developed their culture. Because they are only a minority in that place. In that generation, they were not people who were welcome. But they had the special grace of God because they knew the blessings that were to come. They knew the eternal life. They knew that God was their Savior. Maybe I don't know whether they really recognized that Jesus Christ was going to die for them. But in their impassioned needs in their hearts, they then came and called upon God. They were influenced by Abel. Abel was the first martyr. He died for God. Because Abel, he brought the firstborn of his herd to give to God. And this lamb that he offered indeed was a representative of the lamb that was going to be slain for us. And when he placed that offering in the presence of God, he indicated something. That was an indication that I need God. I know that I cannot depend on myself to come to God. I need the substitute in order that I might come before God. The sacrifice of this lamb was innocent. He died for me, he bled for me. So that my sins will be covered over. So that I can be in the presence of God. And so because of this lamb, and then God's anger will not come upon me. What Abel did was something that was very beautiful. He was the first one by God's direct revelation that accepted the Lord. When they came to the time of Seth and Enosh, although they had not the priests there at that time,
sacrifice.
Oh, because even though they did not have sacrifices at that time, but then in their hearts they called to God. Even in the land of Nod, even though the culture of Cain had developed, although they didn't, and they, yet they did not admire this, but they realized that they would indeed be destroyed. He knew about the violence of man's sin and what the final destiny would be. And then they turned back to God. They began to call upon the name of the Lord. In our life, as we live here, we will have a period of time when we see that we're wandering around and we are in misery. Or we see the violence in this life and how fearful it really is. If we see that this life is really so wicked and that there will be final destiny who is coming very close. And there will be a time when the people at that time, the men will begin to call upon the name of the Lord. I really desire that today will be the day in which you will call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus already completed his wonderful salvation. He died for us. He bled for us. He died on that cross for us. May the Holy Spirit reveal that in our hearts today, so that we can really recognize that we do need His salvation. In the Old Testament, Peter said, in the New Testament, Peter said, he says that in the Old Testament, in the book of Job, at that time when all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And he also said there is no other name among heaven or earth that we can depend on to be saved. May God give us our spiritual eyes that they may be opened. And so when we see the things outside us, we will be fearful of them. We will come in the presence of God, and we call upon His name. God, that you would forgive me. Have mercy upon me, because I'm living in this life of destruction. I have no power of my own to get me out of my sin. I have no way of solving my immediate problems. And I see how empty and vain my life really is. And I don't really have happiness. And even though I have happiness, it is a happiness in sin. And it's really something which cannot have any eternal permanence. Because all that I have is really empty. And my dear friends, we need to pray, because we are people who have already called upon the name of the Lord. In God's promises, God has told us, the time has come. All those who call upon the name of the Lord, they will be saved. Let us pray together. Lord, that you may give us a heart of repentance, that you may come upon us. We know that man's life here is so miserable, and there's what the destination would be. We know many of us are burdened by sin. They have misery and they have problems all over. There are many problems that man cannot solve. And we cannot really even understand why for all these problems. That your Holy Spirit might work today. Open our eyes. To understand the reason for our misery is because we have come far away from you. and so that we can turn back again.
哦耶，你说, 转回吧, 转回吧, 何必灭亡呢?
Because you call upon us and say, come back, come back. Why do you go on this way to destruction?
主耶稣,你已经把救恩之道赐给我们。
Lord, we know that you have given us already salvation.
并且凡相信你的, 凡求告你命令的人, 都已经得救。
All who believe on you, call upon your name, they will be saved.
我们也为这些事来做见证。
And we are just witnesses of this.
哦,主耶稣,今天你的恩典大大显明在这里。
Lord, may your grace of really heavily come upon us today. No matter where our friends come from today, no matter where, how far away or how near they come from, we know they all come to seek after you. Today is the day of salvation, the day of redemption.
哦,主耶稣,我们感谢你,我们赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
因为你的话语里面有能力。
Because your word has power.
在你的恩典里面,我们遇见了你。
In your grace, we have come to face with you.
亲爱的耶稣,向我们个人的心说话。
Lord Jesus, may you speak to our hearts.
叫我们来求告你。
And we may call upon you.
哪一位朋友愿意求告主耶稣,请你把手举起来。
If there's any friend amongst us who wishes to call upon the name of the Lord, please raise your hands.
不是在人的面前,你乃是在神的面前。You're
not doing this in the presence of other people, but in the presence of God.
主耶稣爱你。The
Lord Jesus, He loves you.
他愿意叫你的生命中充满了意义。He
wants your life to be full of meaning.
救你脱离虚空。To
save you from emptiness.
救你脱离死亡。To
save you from death.
感谢主。Thank
the Lord.
还有没有哪一位?
Is there anyone else?
但愿圣灵向着我们的心说话。
And the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts.